Moncrief on News Talk.
There are many countries that are appalled by the way we eat and prepare food. Italians, for instance, are aghast at the way we might cut up spaghetti or put pineapple on pizza. But it doesn't just stop there. Every day, people commit appalling crimes against food and general decency. News Talk's jam, cabbage and toenail clipping sandwich correspondent Henry McKean has been trying not to puke while he investigates. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. I nearly brought in some disgusting food for you to eat.
Oh, God, what was it?
I was so tempted. I was going to bring in a pizza with kiwi on it. And I was going to try and make you eat it on air. And I thought, no.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to do that to you. That just wouldn't be fair.
I don't find that appalling, to be honest with you.
Well,
can you get that? Is that a thing?
It's now a thing. It's kind of replacing pineapple on a pizza. And the Italians, especially the ones from Naples, they are up in arms over this. They are so angry. They feel their food is such an important part of their culture. And they hate us here in Ireland and across over in America changing their food around. I know here we've reinvented lasagna, for example. We have it with basically mince and a tiny bit of pasta and lots of chips and coleslaw. They don't like that at all.
And your point is? Sounds delicious.
But yeah, I mean, the survey of locals in Naples, you know, they're talking about all sorts of things. Number two is pineapple on the pizza. And the first one, obviously, is ketchup on pasta. They say that's absolutely revolting. And we're going to start. I'm in the streets and I bump into a supermodel and an actor, and we bump into them on the windy streets of Dublin.
Hi, I'm Dylan Sprouse.
And I'm Barbara Sprouse.
Well, lovely to meet you both. When it comes to travelling around the globe and eating food, do you do crazy things to your food? Do you just chop it up? Do you chop up the pasta? What do you get up to with your food?
I do not chop up my pasta, but when there's not enough tomato sauce on my bolognese, I maybe put some ketchup on it. I'm not going to lie.
She even puts ketchup on pizza. I've seen that happen too, which, you know, I'm a ranch dressing guy. Here's what
ranch
I'll
on pizza is weirder than ketchup on pizza.
It is. That's kind just of a Southwest thing, American Southwest thing.
And you know, the fact that you're from the States, you're originally from Europe, moved to the States as
I'm
as
Hungarian
a,
originally.
As a young person, and well done in the football, by the way.
Well, we're hoping for today, you know, if England needs to win, so then we can advance. But
and, you know, although the difference in food cultures, do you bring that culture with you, your style of food, and, you know, do you bring it to the States?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I cook for us all the time, and he loves our goulash, obviously, the chicken paprikash and all of the above.
Hungarian food is amazing. It's hard to stay on a diet when eating it, but it is well, well worth it. And she is a great cook.
Right. Okay. So you recognize this woman and got quite animated you saw her. I'd never heard of her. Who is she?
I know. I mean, I actually got quite starstruck. My legs started to shake.
Oh my gosh!
And they haven't shaken since meeting Steven Spielberg many years ago. And I rarely get starstruck, but I went, hang on a second. That is Barbara Palvin, now Barbara Sprouse, walking past me. I'm going to have to approach her. And I was out doing work, but I hadn't set up my actual radio equipment, so I recorded it on my phone, and obviously your phone will pick up wind, so it was quite windy. But in real life, if I can say this, absolutely amazing personality, and even more beautiful in real life. Fantastic. And also her husband, as we just heard him there, is charming. So yeah, I was slightly starstruck.
Yeah, because the funny thing was is that the husband, more people got excited that you met the husband than her.
Well, I was
he
more
used
excited.
Dylan Sprouse used to be in The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, which people of a certain age will have grown up watching.
Well, I understand he's a very successful actor in his own right.
Well, maybe not that successful, but he's done all right, you know.
I know he's listening. They're going to tune in. No, we love you. We love you both.
And but she's like, she's a runway model or what kind of a model?
She would be a catwalk model. Did a lot with that knickers company, Victoria's Secret. You know, became a huge star perhaps 10, 15 years ago, was discovered on the streets of in a supermarket, actually, by one of these talent scouts. Imagine if you were a talent scout.
You'd be kind of going, yeah, sure you are.
But I think it's her smile. I think her smile would just stop traffic.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Really?
It's a smile. The smile, you know, does it to me every time.
She has a nice smile. Okay.
She does.
And what were they doing here? Are they just
they're
like,
on holiday. They're on vacation. They're not doing any corporate link-ups or anything like that. They're just here on holiday enjoying themselves.
Have they just arrived?
I'm not sure when they arrived. They were actually just wandering around.
Lost
near Georgia Street Arcade in the capital.
Okay,
in the city,
they all end up there.
With a coffee, yeah. And they were looking really quite happy.
They hadn't hit the price of everything here stage yet. But then again, maybe they're well off, so.
Well, the cost of living crisis, and again, New York and LA, where they'd be hanging out, would be expensive anyway. Yeah. But no, yeah. I mean, they'd be well-to-do.
Okay, all right, well, I hope they have a nice time. One texter says, point of information, coleslaw goes with literally everything. This isn't opinion, it's scientifically proven. That's from Dr. Coleslaw from the University of Mayonnaise, which is, I think, a fair point. Ed in Clondalkin says, I'm just glad poor Paolo Tullio isn't around to listen to these people. Yes, Paolo had some strong views, all right, on various forms of food, but particularly Italian ones. And someone else says, spread leftover coddle onto a pizza base. Make sure to chop up everything first and cook in the oven. Delicious. Lisa says we always eat rice with lasagna.
Rice. Interesting.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. And even like I came across some Camille rice, some old rice just hanging around the house. And
How old, Henry?
3 days. I think you're not supposed to do that. I put it in the frying pan and I added an egg and a little bit of olive oil. And I had fried rice and it was so yummy.
That's delicious.
I know that's quite a normal thing to eat. I suppose the most unusual thing I'd eat really is, like you mentioned, coleslaw. I like putting coleslaw into a stir fry. And I know that's kind of a food crime because it shouldn't really go with Asian food.
What happens to it when you put it into the stir fry?
It just dissolves. Obviously, all the mayonnaise and salad cream dissolves and the cabbage and the carrots that's what coleslaw is made of just kind of mixes in with the stir fry. I think it's lovely. I know other people would be absolutely disgusting. Yeah. And Marmite. Marmite.
Yeah, you do love Marmite. And the thing about lasagna, anyway, we shouldn't probably eat anything with lasagna other than maybe a bit of it. Because lasagna is essentially spaghetti bolognese in a square shape.
Yeah, and I think over in Italy, anyway, I think they eat it as a starter and I think they have it with pork, not beef. So they eat it completely differently to us, and it's kind of a small portion.
Then there are Italian meals that take 7 hours to complete if you're having lasagna as a starter.
Well,
you'd have to lie down.
But but I have to say, I can understand why they get so upset when we mess around with their food. I did speak to a restaurateur who's based in Drury Street buildings in the heart of the city, but he's actually joining us here from West Cork.
The biggest faux pas from an Irish perspective is putting olive oil on brown soda bread. It's far from olive trees we were reared over here. You need a good big slab of butter, lashings of butter. And the other one that I can think of is drinking a pint of stout before it has settled. That's a definite no-no.
Yeah, well, that's the second one. Goes without saying. Mayonnaise goes with everything, including porridge.
Porridge?
Porridge.
Why wouldn't I put that together now?
That's an interesting mixture. I don't know. I mean, if there's nice olive oil and a bit of olive oil, soda bread is probably not the best combination, but olive oil and a nice piece of bread is lovely.
Between cultures, it's the Irish culture. Yeah. Ronan there wants to have a bit of Kerrygold, and then you might have the Italian culture that would have a beautiful.
Why not mix them together? What's Ronan's problem here? Is Ronan one of these mini islanders? keep our food apart as well as the nationalities. Someone says in it to say, I've never eaten pizza or pasta.
Well, I think pizza's overrated. I know I shouldn't say that. It just tastes like a donut.
I'm not really into
pizza.
It's one of those things that's once in a blue moon. Some people love it, obviously, but once in a blue moon, you might feel like it.
How can someone have
gone through life never having eaten pizza or pasta?
I don't know. Maybe they're
in prison?
Well, even
in prison you might get a bit of pasta.
That's very strange.
Text back in and tell us what crime you committed. A cappuccino in the afternoon. Parmesan. Excuse me. Cappuccino in the afternoon. Parmesan sprinkled on seafood pasta. Calling ragu bolognese. It's not. Too many more sins to list. Eileen says, I've just Googled who Henry interviewed and my God, they're both stunning. Thank God I got my hair tidy today.
and I didn't. I didn't get my hair cut.
That's a non sequitur if I ever heard one. Lasagna and salad only. This is a texter. Oh. But the hair looks great, Eileen, by the way. They really did a great job there.
Oh, no, interesting.
Yeah, I can see it through your radio. Yeah. Right, sorry. So, I mean, Ronan has these strong views about bread and olive oil that's, borderline dodgy. And so did you meet any Italians or Italian-Americans?
I did. I met an Italian waiter from a well-known chain, Italian chain that's from the UK. And he had a good chat with me, but not on tape, because we'd have to go through the UK, and that could take weeks with Brexit and all the rest of it to get permission.
Yes,
but
okay.
He did say that he blames the Americans for everything. He said 100 years ago, they all emigrated over to the States and they took all their recipes with them. Mm. Then they couldn't get the actual raw ingredients. So that's why ketchup sneaked into, pasta.
Oh.
That's why they've changed the pizzas completely. So, the Domino's pizzas you might get delivered, or Apache, whoever chain you might get delivered to your home, they are made basically American style. And so I met people from Chicago and Sicily and who gave us the Chicago pizza pie?
Yes, we did. And it's the best kind you can get.
And the Americans, according to the waiter behind me here, says you changed Italian food, sometimes not for the better. Ketchup on pasta, would you do it yourself?
Never.
You would never do that?
Never.
No, crime.
Ketchup on pasta. Never.
No.
And would you?
Actually, I was in Ireland and they, with my son, and they gave us ketchup to put on the pasta.
Oh, yeah, we love ketchup here. We put ketchup on everything.
He cried.
The children cried, when they got ketchup on their spaghetti.
Yeah.
In Chicago, we don't try to change it. We look for the more authentic type of Italian food. The closer it is to the real thing, the more it's appreciated and the better it is. We don't look to change.
And what's the biggest American food crime, do you think? What have you done to an item of food and changed it for the worst? Have you improved all types of food? Have you improved it? I mean, obviously you improved the hamburger.
Well, we've mass produce our farms.
Oh.
Mm. And so the meat is not the same.
It doesn't have any taste.
The dairy is so much better in Ireland and in Europe.
Over-sugar.
You over-sugar.
Over-sugar.
Too much sugar and everything.
And it's so true about that wheat grass, feed our cows is standard, whereas you guys give them
grain. It's a huge problem to have huge companies own huge amounts of farmland, and they control what the farmers how they farm.
And they take away the flavor. Oh, we're going to move on to a Sicilian American. Oh. For you, who's committing the food crimes here?
I don't know. It's tough because, especially in my family, everything was a homemade meal. Like, my parents didn't eat out a lot. So I grew up eating more authentic food than probably most.
And Sicilians in America and Sicilians in, obviously, Italy take food seriously. When you see people messing around with the pizza, the new one is kiwi on pizza. How does that make you feel?
It's not something I would eat.
Never eat condiments. No condiments.
You don't have.
We do not.
No.
Especially in Sicily, when we went to visit family, they don't use a lot of ketchups and mustards and mayo. They don't use that stuff there. And so I grew up not eating it as well. So it's just something I don't eat.
And being a Sicilian American, how many generations have you been in the States?
I'm the second generation.
So you're quite new.
Yeah.
How do you feel how Hollywood, portray you?
I don't know. It's...
Like the movies, films.
Honestly, I don't think about it much. Yeah, I don't think about it much.
We also don't put much weight into how Hollywood views most people.
Yeah, exactly.
The same way.
Yeah.
Right, there's some Sicilian Americans there. One texter says you can't beat potatoes on bread with mayo and ketchup.
Mixed together. So when you mix ketchup and mayo, does that make it Thousand Island dressing or something else?
It's not Mary Rose sauce.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that was like huge in the kind of 80s.
It was a thing.
Like, that would be a thing you get in a restaurant.
It was
that
exotic.
That was posh.
Yeah. Mm.
Tell Henry to forget the coleslaw. Just use red and green shredded cabbage in a stir fry.
Yeah, that would make so much more sense.
Says the texter. But then again, it's pre-cut when it's in the coleslaw thing. Why would you put two different carbs in your plate? Never understood that. Really poor diet. Another texter says, this is on the Guinness point. I've been a Guinness drinker for nearly 40 years. I also worked in pubs and looked after the cleaning of Guinness lines and was always complimented on the Guinness I served. I like to have the first sup of my pint just before it settles. I mean just before. It's a very small window. Try it.
I do the same. I do the same. I would start my Guinness before it's completely settled. And I know I'm judged for that. I don't care. I need to get it inside me. And also, it's just so fresh.
Well, that's just being greedy in your sense, rather than he's implying that there's some extra addition aspect to the Guinness there. The fellow who has never eaten pizza or pasta, his name's Darren, actually, says, didn't commit any crime. I just don't eat it. That in itself is a crime, Darren, I would suggest to you.
Very strange.
I can't understand people who put ketchup on baked beans. That's kind of ketchup on ketchup.
It is, really. It would be.
My husband once had a chicken and peach pizza in Prague.
Chicken and peach. Hang on a second.
In Prague.
That actually might work. That might work. Because, you know, you've got the taste of the chicken, the taste of nothing. Yeah. Then you've got the strong peach flavour that could almost be a bit like pineapple. Then you've got the dough, the cheese and the tomato. That actually sounds quite nice.
Yeah. Coleslaw in your chicken fillet roll is a must. That's a given, of course. And someone else says, in Scotland, we'd eat a salad cream piece, which actually means a salad cream sandwich, as in just salad cream. Between two slices of bread.
I actually think salad cream is disgusting. I know my wife loves it. It nearly got not banned, that's the wrong word. They nearly discontinued it because it doesn't sell very well and there was uproar over it. So salad cream is still available.
Yeah.
But a sandwich of just salad cream, that's basically a weird vinegary, you know, salad cream and mayonnaise. What is it? It's vinegar, it's egg.
Yeah.
And what else is in there? Is maybe a little bit of starch. No, that's horrible.
Yeah. A friend of mine uses ketchup instead of bolognese sauce to make spag bol. I nearly got sick when I saw him do it.
That's revolting.
Ooh. Now, I can understand, because some people do this. Mm. If you're making the bolognese, you might put a squirt of...
Would you? I would put in the puree and maybe a little bit of...
Oh, no, you put the puree. Some people put a squirt of...
Just to sweeten it.
Just to give it a little bit of sweetness. Mm. Yeah, that's precisely that. And Austin says, all food culture came from experimentation at some point. We might get grossed out by some food habits, but if we didn't attempt new things, we'd all still be chowing down on speared wild beasts over the fire. Which sounds delicious, in fairness. You're right, actually, Austin, it does. Maybe we should go back to that. But so, did you talk to any foodies?
No, I did. Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, eating wild beasts. I remember eating, what was it? I think it was a wild goat on the hills of Ethiopia, barbecued. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
It just tasted like, you know, barbecued meat.
When I was in Somalia, I had camel.
Oh, how was that?
It was delicious.
What did it taste like?
It was not like chicken. It was kind of like pork, maybe. Now, I'd say that the if you went down to the supermarket and bought some camel, it'd be as tough now as a pair of shoes. So it had been braised for a long time.
Nice,
it was in
tender.
A kind of a stew thing.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
But apparently they breed them for eating.
Oh.
There.
They're not very fatty at all, are they?
No, there wouldn't be a pick on them.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but that's all they have.
That is really interesting. But yeah, I did. we don't eat camel here, but I did get to meet Russell Alford, half of Gastro Gaze and the Sunday Times food critic. He was actually complimenting, just in the Sunday Times at the weekend, a new deep-fried chicken place in Tala. Anyway, I asked him, is ketchup on pasta okay?
Maybe for a child, but it's not. It's nothing that I think real interested foodies should be trying too often. The Italians are very traditional, very precious in some ways, and very proud, ultimately, of their cuisine. I visited, as it happened one time, Italy 3 times in a year. So I got a real indoctrination into the cuisines there, especially around mid and northern Italy. And the pasta making is so fantastic. It goes through generations. There is so much skill involved in it, while also being very, very simple. It is a humble food. And I guess in a lot of cases, an invention like tomato ketchup, which, you know, comes very much with fish and chips or on top of pizzas in the States or whatever it is, people are very... how should I say?
Are they being snobby, though? I mean, obviously the Americans invented ketchup, perhaps they couldn't get fresh tomatoes and it travels. The Italians being a bit judgmental, because we now even have kiwi on pizza.
Exactly. I do think there is a level of snobbery, but I think some snobbery comes with pride, and I think some snobbery can come across as a little bit classist as well. You have to remember, I think a lot of people in particular, when you think of younger kids, teenagers, fussy eaters, if they're eating pasta, they're having carbohydrates, so at least they're having something in their stomach. And if having a little bit of ketchup makes it that little bit more palatable for them, I don't think there is a huge amount of harm in that. I know people who work in this building who even put Christmas dinners covered in ketchup, which I find a bit horrific myself, but it makes them eat it.
Wow, I know I add coleslaw to a stir fry and my wife goes mad. I just like the way the coleslaw kind of just sort of, you know, melts into it.
I'm slightly horrified at that, but also I respect your decision. I do remember the latest series of Big Brother, one of the contestants put mayonnaise into a pot noodle. It made it more palatable for him. Fine. But it's not for everyone. And I think dictating too much what people should be having necessarily on top of their pasta or whatever, I think let people be. So I love Irish farmhouse cheeses and going to like those beautiful cheese counters like Sheridan's and the likes and getting beautiful slabs of cheese. I cannot stop eating slices of processed American cheese. I go to the fridge, open up the packet while browsing in the fridge.
Wow.
It's my perusing food.
It's rotten.
And I love it.
Oh, God, Russell. American cheese is rotten. As I was just saying there, I'm surprised and disappointed. At the same time, he's right about the ketchup in the sense, if yeah. you're a child, half the children in this country would have starved to death if it
completely.
Wasn't for...
And if there's not ketchup, they might not eat their dinner. I know my son, for example, he loves ketchup with a side of nuggets. And I have a friend, he brings a bottle of Heinz. I know people out there might be chef fans. He'd bring a glass bottle into the restaurant with him because he doesn't want to fight for sachets. Some people just love their ketchup. They absolutely adore it.
One of mine, when she was young, at dinner time, she would have 3 Yorkshire puds filled with ketchup.
Not gravy.
No, not great. Wouldn't go in it. Wouldn't eat
ketchup.
Anything. Wouldn't eat a vegetable. Wouldn't eat. Would just eat.
In the Yorkshire pudding.
She might eat a bit of meat with it. Then she was a vegan later on and ate nothing but vegetables. So it all changed. But
I was very late to.
But, like,
Yorkshire
didn't have a poo for about 3 years. I think probably on that.
There was no bowel movements.
No, not well. I don't know. I didn't track it that carefully, to be honest. Salad cream is the best. Much better than mayo, says one texter. Somebody else, Owen says, I was in Verona recently. And there was horse on a lot of the menus.
Yum.
Tried it last evening. Delicious, says Owen. Oh, my God. I put 3 anchovy fillets in with the mince when I'm making bolognese.
Quite a few people do that. I think it gives a salty flavour. And they blend it in or they crunch it up.
Oh, I got a little sick in my mouth when I heard that. Yeah, when I was in Italy, they were selling kebab pizzas. Wasn't half bad. Basically an open kebab on a pizza base with garlic sauce instead of tomato.
Does Sounds Matthew? Yummy.
Interesting, yes. My dad, a 72-year-old farmer from Mayo, refuses to eat pasta or pizza and describes pizza toppings as something that resembles cow cleanings while the rest of the family sit down to a pizza meal. Well, I suppose, you know, meat and potatoes really are, they're a tradition in this country. And for some people, that will never change. Right. So what other kind of stories did you hear, Henry?
Yeah. And on that, other food crimes, spaghetti, cutting it up with a knife and fork. I would always do that. I wouldn't use the spoon and twirl it around. Eating cold pizza, they don't like either. And overcooking pasta is really offensive. I got to meet this Irish woman.
Well, I like mayonnaise with frit, with chips, because I lived in Belgium and that's what they do there.
So you love Belgian fries and they deep fry their chips or fries 3 times. They're kind of brown in colour and then they cover them in mayonnaise.
Yes.
You do that here, you love it.
I put my mayonnaise on the side. But yes, I don't like vinegar, I don't like ketchup on my frit, I like mayonnaise.
And that's what you do, lots of mayonnaise with a couple of chips.
Indeed, yeah. Anything goes now. It's what people like, and I don't really think there are rules as such.
We shouldn't be food snobs. We should just let people do what they like.
I think not. I mean, I would kind of groan a bit seeing the pineapple on the pizza, but, you know, I still think it's whatever people like, frankly.
John and Edward, Jedward, eat cereal with water. Some people might say that's a food crime. What sort of food crimes do you commit?
I don't consider them food crimes, but maybe like other people would. I'm very food legalistic. I eat the same thing every day. I'm very sensitive to textures and things. I hate condiments, so like I'll have like just like plain pasta, raw vegetables.
Really, just eat them raw.
Yeah, I prefer them. I don't like them, generally speaking, like warm and gooey.
So, like a carrot would be raw?
Usually.
And what other vegetables would you eat raw?
I mean, spinach, bell peppers, mange too.
And you love it like that?
I mean, I...
And no sides, no sauces?
No, I hate sauces, condiments or anything. By default, anyway.
God, it's amazing how many people don't like condiments. I wonder, is that a religious thing? Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.